Here are the latest news.
Mario speaking with the news. As you already heard, the weather is hot from Russia to the Iberian Peninsula to Britain. Temperatures have soared to the highest levels in decades. Great weather for camping. And the Republic of Ireland has arrested the alleged leader of the IRA faction responsible for the Omagh bombing. This was the single bloodiest attack in the Northern Irish history. And Italian scientists in London said that Wednesday they had created the world's first cloned horse from an adult cell taken from the horse who gave birth to her. Well, whatever, they cloned a horse. Wow. One more important news is that the Konica camera is still at the info desk, and please go there. Analog Konica camera. Ask for Socrates. Fetch your camera, people. Please. Also, the sea shower is in work. You can go to the sea and get really, really wet. And I can tell you, this is great. Okay, the traffic news. We have got no traffic problems to report right now, but I think the wave line around the Hack Center is getting crowded and slow. Now we can give you the exact number of people on the area, okay, nearly exact. It's about 900 to 1,000 people right now, and more are still arriving at the campsite. It's really great. People go to the seashore, get wet, and next we'll hear Big Bad Voodoo Daddy with King of Swing.
Drums begin a-bounding,
yeah.
It's King of upswing.
King upswing. King upswing. King upswing.
Yeah.
King of Swing, and this is Radio Sapisa at the Chaos Communication Camp in 2003. You can reach us via the internet by www.sapisa.de, and you can of course upload music to our FTP servers, which are located at ftp.sapisa.de. And if you've got an analog radio receiver, you can tune in at 88.3 megahertz. Okay, if you want to phone us, call 5555. If you're not on the camping ground, if you're listening from home and want to tell us, well, something, call 0334386422246. Okay, call us. And if you're going to do something here on the camp, we would enjoy hearing from you. Maybe you can call in and tell us about your projects, what you're going to do today. So, the next song, White Zombie, Black Sunshine. Okay, Mary here, Radio Sapisa, and now we are going to prepare for some live interviews on the camping ground. And you can't imagine how hard it is, what kind of technical stuff we have got here. And I think we'll get it working and we'll get the radio out to you and ask you a few questions. Our reporters are just moving out of the radio tent into the camping site, and I think we will have some transmissions really soon. But first you hear Mano Negra, King of the Bongo. Okay, still no one phoned in to tell us your projects, and so one person phoned in, and it was a wish, and we grant this wish. It's music, and its muse was Newborn.
To the world.
Okay, Radio Sapisa, Traffic and Trouble. As you just experienced the breakdown of the DCT network, this is not a problem. I can assure you that the computers were shut down properly and it's a software problem, but they are rebooting now and DCT network will be back in about 4 minutes. Trouble! The DCT network is back online again. No calls were lost. Okay, and now we're hearing Moom, the higher sun.
With the
Okay, let me tell you about our program here at the camp. Radio Sapisa will keep you informed about the workshops and the other events here. And now upcoming are the social engineering workshop with practical parts in it. And it's made by Javier Riel, and it's in Tent A. And simultaneously, another one starts. It's Andreas Boke talking about why C and Unix suck for security and what alternatives do we have. This is in Tent B, and I think we'll have an interview with Andreas Boke really soon. Thank you. Stay tuned. Radio Sapisa, Mario at the microphone. And so now we've got a live interview with Andreas Boke, and he has a workshop with a very provoking theme. It's why do C and Unix suck for security? So Andreas, hi. Why do they?
Well, mainly because in C it's way too easy to program in a way that you introduce buffer overflows and other nasty problems. It's very hard to get C software stable. And Unix, the Unix security model isn't really good enough to contain the problems that appear in a C code. So basically, if you write C, you're very likely to have a buffer overflow. And when you have a buffer overflow in Unix, you're very likely to have a root exploit. And this makes having secure and reliable systems with C and Unix very hard.
Ah, okay, I see. But what do you think of these modern age technologies like PEX or StackGuard or so? Will they get the buffer overflow problem contaminated?
They're useful in a way, but they're also hacks. So StackGuard helps you against stack overflows, but it doesn't protect you against heap overflows. And there are other problems like signal handling, for instance. If you happen to be able to send signals to a process and the code is not re-entrant, you'll also run into all kinds of problems. Manual memory management is another problem that is very common in C and C++ programs. If you just look at programs like Mozilla, which grow and finally crash, you'll see that manual memory management just doesn't cut it anymore. So something better is needed.
Okay, and this all originates from the problem that C doesn't know about strings. It calls it array of shards.
Well, that's one of the reasons. It's that on one side that it doesn't know about strings and array bounds and doesn't know bounds checking. And another problem in C software is that C is actually a very low-level, high-level language. And some of the security problems result from the complexity not being handleable anymore. So you look at the code and you just don't see the problem because it's unreadable. That's another problem.
Yeah, C is a macro assembler, I think, and it's really macro.
Yeah.
But the other part is maybe more interesting to the BSD and Linux users here on the campsite. Why is Unix a problem for security? I mean, we have permissions, we have a privilege separation, different users.
Well, the permission system is not fine-grained enough, and the problems of Unix are quite numerous. One problem is that all the processes run in their separate address space. And which is on one side a good thing because a separate address space is a separate protection domain, but on the other hand you just cannot make a function call into a different process into a different protection domain. That means that if you have lots of complex interaction, you're either writing megabyte wise of COBOL code, something like that, or you're forced to have it all in one executable and no protection boundary in it anymore.
Okay, I see your workshop will be very interesting, I think, and I can only tell the people on the camp, go to this workshop, attend to the workshops, they're really worth it. Thanks, Andreas, for the interview.
Okay, it's 1400, the workshop, just to remind everybody.
It's 1400, it's not now, it's in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, people go there, and now we hear Propeller Heads with Shirley Bass. No, with History Repeating.
What is about is something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. Newspapers shout, a new style is growing, but it don't know if it's coming or going. There is fashion, there is fact, some is good, some is bad, and the joke is rather sad, that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
traffic and trouble. We just heard an interesting story from the north. People out there, what are you doing? The telecom has blocked our whole IP range and their firewalls. So please leave the telecom alone. The knock is missing some radio, and it's the number 4 telephone. And if you find it, please go to the Bureau of Production or to the knock and give them their phone back. They really need it. Okay, thanks. Next I have to tell you about the lockpicking workshop, which starts at 14 o'clock, and one of these sessions is taking 1 hour, and then it's again in English. So at 15 o'clock you've got one in English, and at 16 o'clock you've got one in German, and at 17 o'clock you've got one in English. And the location is next to the OpenBSD village and the crypto area. So the lockpicking workshop is starting in 15 minutes, first in German, then in English. Thanks.
Let's go.
Okay, here's Radio Sapisa at 88.3 FM. And the network operating center is still missing the radio, the phone, the DCT phone, I don't know. And please, if you find the phone with the number 4, take it to the network operation center or to the Bureau of Production. Next coming is a workshop at 14 o'clock about sword fighting. I think that's more than physical security. The sword fighting workshop is at 14 o'clock near the Hack Center outside on the green grass. Sword fighting workshop, please attend, people. Okay, on we go. We always have got surprises, and now we hear from Ingo, who is live on the camping ground. Ingo, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. And I'm here live at the Infotresen in the main tent. With me, Johnny, me is Ayman. Ayman, you are here at the Infotresen. So what is happening right now? What is the most asked question here at the Infotresen?
Can I speak German?
Okay, we will do this interview in German language. I will try to translate that, yeah.
Ja, wir haben halt noch Probleme hier mit den Masterplänen. Wir können sie nicht ausdrucken. Viele Leute stehen hier, fragen nach dem Netzwerk, was teilweise nicht funktioniert. Alles Mögliche halt, so was in der Planungsphase nicht so gut funktioniert hat.
So the main problem is that here is a missing printer. They can't print out the master plans that are often requested. Of course, one of the most questions being asked is whether the network is the internet working is alive or not. Of course, it's a problem from the NOC. They can't do much here. But how is the mood here? Other people happy when they arrive? Are there any problems? Can they find their places? Gibt es Probleme hier? Finden die Leute schnell ihre Plätze und Anschlüsse?
Ja, die Plätze werden schnell gefunden, nur viele haben halt, besonders die aus dem Ausland kommen, haben Probleme mit ihren Stromsteckern, die passen nicht in die deutschen Steckdosen. Und dann werden halt Adapter gesucht und so weiter und so fort. Viele haben ihre Netzwerkkabel vergessen, Rechner sind kaputt und da suchen wir halt Lösungen für.
So the biggest problem is here that visitors from other countries having problems with the power supply here because the adapters and the norms for the wall sockets are different in each country. So there are still adapters missing, and of course this is are things that are often forgotten. So thank you very much, Ayman, for this interview, and we would like to really love to hear from the info desk if there are any problems. And back to the studio we go on with the news.
No, not yet. Thanks, Ingo, for the interview. And now I give to Nika, and she will read the news to you. Thanks.